We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Thanks for being with us here Saturday night on the Mountaineer Sports Network. 14,022 on hand to watch West Virginia knock off the Oklahoma Sooners. Final score is 93-61, and head coach Bob Huggins joins us here courtside. Huggs, congratulations to you. It goes without saying, fantastic effort. 56 points in the first half. You went into the locker room up by 26, the 56 points. Fourth time this season you've scored 50 and a half. 56 is the most that you've scored. Why did it happen the way that it happened? What worked?
Well, I think a lot of it was the fact that they understand if we're going to do what they want to do, which is continue to advance in the league, be able to have a shot at winning a conference tournament, and going and playing in the NCAA tournament, and not just playing but advancing, we're going to have to get some things straightened out, and we're going to have to win games. We're going to have to win games to put ourselves in position to be able to do that stuff.
Obviously, it goes without saying, Eric Stevenson was the key to start this game. He put together a career high 34 points. Why did he have success?
I think he took good shots. I think the shots he took were really good shots, and makeable shots for him, certainly makeable shots for him. And Tony, I think everybody's tired of losing, to be honest with you. I think everybody's tired of how many games we lose by 1 point, 2 points. You know, it's kind of like my very, very dear friend, dear and departed friend, Bill Stewart. He had some great sayings, and I think one of them was "Leave no doubt." And thank you, Stu.
Yeah. Well, you certainly didn't leave any doubt here this evening. Jay's made the point, and I think he's on it. The two fouls early against Tanner Groves were significant, weren't they? Because then they can't run their offense the way that they want to run their offense. What'd you think there?
I'm still trying to figure out. You said what?
Jay made a good point.
Jay made a point?
Yeah,
actually,
buddy.
Yes, I did.
What do you think? Did that bother you? Think that impacted them?
Yeah, absolutely it did. Absolutely it did. And I think running bodies at them. I mean, you think about the big bodies that we can run at people. you know, Jimmy, of course, is a big body to run at somebody. But I thought James was really good. Jimmy got a little tired. I thought James was really good. And then I thought Mo came in and did a good job for us. So having those three guys to be able to run in on and you know, against one guy is you get worn out.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Your rebounding's coming, isn't it? You had 43 boards, a third of them were on the offensive glass. You had 15 offensive rebounds that allowed you second chance points, 22-11 advantage. Paint points, 36-28 advantage there.
Well, Tony, I think that the more we work at it, I think the better they get. I think the better understanding they have, and James has just gotten better and better and better. And I mean, he's a guy who I think, you know, hopefully down the road this year, but certainly a year from now, will be somebody to be reckoned with.
The guards were pretty good for you tonight, too.
They were.
Yeah, they just really got out and got after it.
Jay, the truth of the matter is Keedy's been really banged up, mm-hmm. and I think he's healthy now, and being able to put Joe in, you know, as Joe gives us another guy with great speed and quickness, and so I think those two guys kind of, they got it going, and then when Eric's making shots, and when you think about it, Trey's been one of our better players, and one of our most consistent guys, and he got in foul trouble in the first half, and we went on, you know, with him over here sitting on a bench, and he gives us a lot.
You know, so. It's amazing, Hugs. You get 6 total points out of what Matthews and Mitchell, and yet you win by 33. And to me, that's just those guys want to share in it, but they're pretty unselfish. Those kids.
We've got a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, you do.
We really do. We got a great bunch of guys that are unselfish. They really get along. You know, Seth just keeps getting better and better. You know, you and I were sitting there, and he went, what, 2 for 14?
I made mention on the air of it. I said to Tony, I said, they're still – he was like 1 for 14 or something like that.
Something like that. But then comes out and makes shots, but he makes shots every day in practice. So. Yeah. Pretty consistent.
Now we got to stack them here, Hugs, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Iowa State's going to be a monumental challenge Wednesday night.
Iowa State's going to have a monumental challenge if we play the way we played today.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel pretty good about going into the game, providing we play as hard as we did today. If we play that hard and we compete as hard as we did, and of course, it'd help if Eric got hot again. But
Eric's good at home.
I think we'll be fine.
Very good. Okay. Hugs, congratulations.
Yeah, good.
Thank
job.
You guys.
See you.